Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I am Rebecca.
Now, Rebecca, I'm sure you've seen this before, like on Facebook. People take their camera phone or anything they can take a picture with, and they hold the camera out here like this, and they go click like that. And that's called a selfie. And it just means it's a picture you take of yourself.At an arm's length distance away. It's like a huge trend. I'm sure you've seen this, right?
Yes. Well, I do post a lot of selfies on my Facebook.
You take selfies a lot. I've never taken a selfie. I see them all the time, though. But, like, what kind of things do you take pictures of? Do you take pictures of just yourself or you and other people or what?
Well, usually I take selfies of myself, but I do post a lot of my...Pet pictures.
Okay, what kind of pets do you have?
I have two cats.
Okay, I've got you beat there. I have three cats. But I've never put them in a selfie, so maybe I should start taking some kitty selfies with myself, too. Selfies, they're just fun to take, and it's, like I say, it's a huge trend on Facebook. People take them to show, like, where they are, fun things that they're doing, and you just do it if you don't have somebody to take a picture of you. You can just take the picture yourself.Well, now that we know what a selfie is, let's get into our article. We'll read through it, and then Rebecca and I will be back.
Reading. Picture me. It's embarrassing when someone takes an awful picture of you.But you can turn things around by turning your camera around. Just find your best angle, flash a smile, and snap that charming photo of yourself. The self-portrait, or selfie, is a huge trend on the internet now.A quick search of the hashtag selfie results in over 7 million photos on the photo sharing website Instagram. In fact, Oxford Dictionaries selected the word selfie as the word of the year for 2013. People from average Joe'sTo celebrities are engaging in this infectious trend. While most people take selfies simply for fun, they have a serious side. Researchers are looking into the psychology behind self-portraits. One theory suggests that people take selfies to control their virtual image.Through photo editing software, people can beautify their appearance. Plus, people might upload selfies to improve their social life and self-esteem. Positive comments or likes on Facebook can be big confidence boosters. Whatever your motive,For snapping a selfie is, be sure to snap back into reality. Remember to take time away from the virtual world and live in the moment.
Okay, today's article begins by saying it's embarrassing when someone takes an awful picture of you, but you can turn things around by turning your camera around. Yeah, this is embarrassing. If somebody takes a bad picture of you, yeah, it can be embarrassing. And embarrassing just means it makes you feel bad. It makes you feel sort of awkward or weird. And it's embarrassing because, well, if somebody takes a picture of you, you say, thank you. You can't say, ugh, that's a bad picture. Do it again. No, you can't really do that.
True. 别人帮我拍的照片啊不一定好看。这时候真的是超糗的。So embarrassing. 谁喜欢那种有 翻白眼啊，歪嘴啊，双下巴，没有收小腹的照片放在网络上，而且还去标记你的名字呢。不过别担心哦， You can turn things around， 字面上的意思是把事情给转过来，也就是改变这个局面。而且方法很简单啊，只要借着 by turning your camera around， 就把相机转过来拍自己不就得了吗？
That's right. You can turn your camera around and turn things around. You can change the situation, in other words. The article goes on to say, just find your best angle, flash a smile, and snap that charming photo of yourself. So you need to find your best angle first. Your best angle is just the way or the direction that you're looking, just like Rebecca is doing now. She moves her face this way or that way, just changing the angle that you take the picture of. Then you do what? You flash a smile like this. Just show your teeth, you smile, you show people that you're happy, and then you snap the picture. Snap just means to take the picture. You press the button that makes the camera go click, and there you have your selfie to look at.
刚提到说 just find your best angle, 找你最棒的 angle 就是角度，可能是左边45度角，下巴微微抬起，或者是右边30度角，嘴巴微嘟。我老公说我最棒的角度呢，就是180度角，从这个背后看我后脑勺，这边是我最美的地方了。那么我们常常看到这个 angle 这个字呢，大家会把它拼成另外一个字的拼法，那就整个搞错咯。 A-N-G-E-L 的话叫 angel，A-N-G-E-L 跟今天教的 angle N-G-L-E 的时候啊，嘿，是不一样的。当你在写情书的时候，你说 You are my angel， 那如果你拼错了，你拼成 angle 角度这个字啊，那是差很多的耶。 You are my angel， 对方的回应是哦，把如果你写成 You are my angle， 对方大概只会说 Excuse me， 你在讲什么话，先找你最棒的角度啊。 Flash a smile， Flash 当动词的时候有一闪而过的意思，也就是哎，亮出你的笑容。但如果你是 Flash a weak smile， 就有点呢干笑、傻笑、苦笑的意思。好啦，那么准备好之后呢 ？And snap that charming photo of yourself. Snap 在这里当动词使用是比较口语、非正式的用法。其实啊 ，snap a picture 那就是 take a picture。
Okay, the next sentence says the self-portrait or selfie is a huge trend on the internet now. We mentioned this at the beginning of the show. It's a trend. A trend is something that a lot of people start to do. And of course, we see selfies everywhere, all over Facebook. It seems everybody's taking selfies no matter where they go or what they do. This is me at the restaurant.This is me in the office. This is me at school.
In the toilet.
Anywhere. In the toilet. Never see. Yeah, I guess it is a big trend everywhere. People are taking selfies everywhere, no matter where they go. So that's why we say it's a big trend.
现在网络上谁不放个两张自拍照呢？自拍照英文啊是 self-portrait， 其实就是自己的肖像，或者是我们可以用 selfie 这个可爱单字。刚才提到 trend。潮流这个字，也就是大家普遍喜欢、很受欢迎的事物，像 fashion trends 就是时尚潮流。
A quick search of the hashtag #selfie results in over 7 million photos on the photo sharing website Instagram. In fact, Oxford Dictionaries selected the word selfie as the word of the year for 2013. So, if you use Twitter, you know what hashtags are.They're things that people post after their little short message so people can follow what is happening or trending on there. And if you search that, you get 7 million photos. That's a ton of selfies. And it was actually the word of the year as selected by Oxford Dictionaries. Every year they pick something new, a new term, because in English, we're always adding words. We're just making it more and more difficult for people. We like to do that. We like to make English as difficult as possible by adding new words. And selfie was a new word that came out, and they said, wow, this is a huge thing. It's a big trend. This will be the 2013 word of the year.
同学们有没有听过 Instagram 这个东西呢？它其实是一个手机的 app， 我们常说 app， 它叫 app， 应用程式，它的名字来源就是 instant， 即时的，加上 telegram，电报，把它拼在一起组合而成的，就是啊，你可以及时知道说，哎呦，我朋友拍什么照片，在 Instagram 上面呢，你搜寻自拍照，居然会出现超过700万张照片，很惊人吧？像是 Oxford Dictionaries 牛津字典竟然把2013年的年度单字颁奖给 selfie， 就知道哇，这个字或我们说自拍照有多流行了。
Now, people from average Joes to celebrities are engaging in this infectious trend. Average Joes. Joe is my name. And maybe not so much today, but a long time ago, Joe was a very, very, very common name. It was like every second male or guy that you met, his name was Joe. So that became the same meaning with like average, your regular everyday person.So this slang came about, average Joe, just means a regular guy. So anybody, just regular people to celebrities, famous people are engaging in this trend. Engage means to take part in an activity or in a trend. Now, we're going to focus on average Joe. That's our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a closer look at this phrase.
Shortcut for you. Oh, hi, Julian. What are you doing here?
Hi, Jeffrey. I always feel like you have a secret life.
No, I'm just an average Joe.
Your name is really Joe? Are you a spy?How exciting!
An average Joe is just a normal person.
That's disappointing. Anyway, an average Joe is 一般人.
Why did you think I was anything but an average Joe?
Well, an average Joe wouldn't always wear sunglasses and have the black bag.
What black bag?
This one.
Hey!
Yeah, you're just an average Joe.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about the term average Joe, even though there's nothing average about me. I don't think so, anyway. I haven't taken selfies yet, though, so maybe I can, do that and make myself a little less average.Well, we learned what celebrities are. Those are famous people. Engage means to take part. What about the word infectious? If something is infectious, usually that means a bad thing. Infectious means like a disease. Like if you catch a cold, achoo, that means you're infectious. Like I could actually get Rebecca sick if I achoo, sneeze on her and don't cover up my mouth like this.But here, infectious just means something is spreading very, very quickly. A trend is spreading out. Selfies are spreading everywhere, so it is infectious. So in this case, it's not a bad thing. I don't actually have a cold, by the way, so you don't have to worry.
我们刚学到了很多东西，一个个来看一下吧。比如说像是 average Joes, 就是普通人、一般人的意思。相对的。有名的人该怎么说呢？你看 celebrity， 那复数的话是去掉 y 加上 ies， 那就是说出来大家都知道的人，可能是电影明星啊、足球明星啊、政坛名人啊、英语教学界的安心啊、我本人啊等等的，或者是不管是有名啊或者是不有名的人。People from average Joes to celebrities are engaging in this infectious trend. 句当中的 engage in 后面再把它加上一个名词某件事情，意思就是说 to do something 去做、去从事、去参与某件事。不管是谁，大家都来参与这个 infectious trend， 有传染力的一个潮流。Infectious 本来可以指某种 疾病是有传染力的。我还去用一个喷嚏在你脸上，你被传染感冒的这种意思。但 infectious 在这里啊，是形容说这样的风潮是很容易传给，是很容易影响到其他人的。
All right, the article goes on to say, while most people take selfies simply for fun, they have a serious side.
What? There's a serious side of this selfie trend?
Yes, the article continues to say researchers are looking into the psychology behind self-portraits. So we have some researchers, people who are doing research or studying this trend or this phenomenon,And they are looking into the psychology behind self-portraits. If you're looking into something, it means that you are doing some research. You're trying to find some information. You're trying to figure something out. What they are looking into is the psychology behind self-portraits. Psychology is the study of the mind, of the brain, and of how it works. So what they're doing is they're trying to figure out,Why people are taking selfies? Why is this trend coming up right now? What is making people go like this? Click.
没想到自拍也会跟心理学扯上关系呢。研究学者们 researchers are looking into the psychology behind self-portraits. 这句当中的 look in 就是调查、仔细研究的意思。所以像 look into the case 就是调查案件 psychology 就是心理学一个人的心理状态要知道这个字它字首的 p 是不发音的念成 psychology 所以这个字啊我们要把它念对哦 Joe, I wonder what you can see behind one's selfies
Well, one theory suggests that people take selfies to control their virtual image Virtual just meansin the virtual world, like online, so on sites like Facebook or other social networks.
网络上的世界真真假假真真你在网络上所呈现出来的形象就是 virtual image, 虚拟形象 virtual reality, 就是虚拟实境等等人在现实生活当中很难改变我们的外貌在电脑上就不一样咯。
Through photo editing software, people can beautify their appearance. So they might use something like Photoshop and they can beautify themselves. They can make themselves look more beautiful or more handsome or more attractive.
像有太多厉害的手机的修图的应用程式像什么美图秀秀啊百度摩拍啊或者是 photo editing software 就是电脑的修图软体像 photoshop 等等哦我们知道 beauty 是美女是美貌的意思 beautify 后面把它改成 fy beautify t-i-f-y 这个字尾变动词化了所以 beautify 就是变美啊变漂亮啊本来长得可能哇脸上大烂痘很丑的哎修一修哦皮肤变好啦哦变仙女嘛变漂亮了
Plus, people might upload selfies to improve their social life and self-esteem. Positive comments or likes on Facebook can be big confidence boosters. Your self-esteem is how you feel about yourself.And if something is a booster, it means it increases something.
上传美美自拍照就是为了改善你的社交生活跟自信心啊。Self-esteem 就是自信心，它可能是 high self-esteem 或是 low self-esteem， 高啊自信心或是低的自信心。贴完自拍照之后，如果有人在后面哪留了 positive comments， 就是正面留言，啊好正哦，是不是瘦啦等等，就很高兴，对不对？脸书上的 likes 就是赞，它可以是一个 big， 它可以是 big confidence boosters，boost 就是增加。改善推进的意思所以 confidence booster 就是能够增加你的自信心的事物那刚刚整句话的意思就是说啊大家看到自拍照的正向回馈会让你的自信心大为提升哦
Now whatever your motive for snapping a selfie is be sure to snap back into reality so you can enjoy taking selfies but don't get too wrapped up in taking too many selfies
空中密语杂志贴心提醒您 ,be sure to snap back into reality. 刚刚不是有学过 snap a picture, 就是 take a picture 的意思吗所以这边的 snap back into reality, 真是一语双关提醒你要回到现实世界咯。
Remember to take time away from the virtual world and live in the moment.
不要沉溺在网络的虚拟世界啦活在当下才是最重要的呢。
All right, that brings us to the end of the article, and now it's time for 4U Chat.
For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is, do you like to take selfies? Why or why not?
Oh, right. I have to confess that I do like to take selfies. I enjoy taking selfies a lot. That's because I'm the only photographer who can take the best pictures of me. See, I have like
millions. Well, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good picture. Yeah, you're not lying. Yeah, that's
my cat.
That's, I'm sorry. That's a cat selfie. What do I know? I've never taken selfies. I'm not an expert. But yeah, you are a really talented photographer, and I bet a lot of you guys are out there too. So you can discuss this question amongst yourselves. Do you like to take selfies? Why or why not? As for Rebecca and I, we are out of time for today on English for You, but please join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Rebecca.
Goodbye.
Picture me. It's embarrassing when someone takes an awful picture of you. But you can turn things around by turning your camera around. Just find your best angle, flash a smile, and snap that charming photo of yourself. The self-portrait, or selfie, is a huge trend on the internet now. A quick search of the hashtag selfie results in over 7 million photos on the photo sharing website Instagram. In fact, Oxford Dictionaries selected the word selfie as the word of the year for 2013. People from average Joes to celebrities are engaging in this infectious trend. While most people take selfies simply for fun, they have a serious side. Researchers are looking into the psychology behind self-portraits. One theory suggests that people take selfies to control their virtual image. Through photo editing software, people can beautify their appearance. Plus, people might upload selfies to improve their social life and self-esteem. Positive comments or likes on Facebook can be big confidence boosters. Whatever your motive for snapping a selfie is, be sure to snap back into reality. Remember to take time away from the virtual world and live in the moment.
Vocabulary review. Angle. The low angle of this photo makes the people in it look very tall. Snap. She snapped many photographs as she walked through Florence, Italy. Trend. One of the big trends in men's fashion right now is wearing military clothing. Engage. The two men engaged in a discussion about national politics. Psychology. She studied the psychology of writers to understand how they think. Beautify. Women often beautify themselves by getting haircuts or buying new clothes.